Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's the Super Bowl weekend. The streets, let's go.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on it raining. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it. Put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me. No response. I just flipped and pop my collar like the Bonds. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Can try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you fly. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. The streets are talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yeah, yo.
My first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. They got me
the streets is talking, sports talk show. What it is, the hip hop. It's the Super Bowl weekend, Super Bowl edition. We got our picks. We talking NBA. We got some street talk to talk about. Some things that's happened in the NFL. Oh my goodness, it's going down. But before we get started, big up to Jewel, to G, my cellmate, and my co-host and engineer, as usual, T-Row. What the deal, babe?
Oh man, you know how we get down, man. We love this type of day. You know, it's Fanatic Friday. This is what we've been waiting on all week. No, you got a big game coming up tonight. You know, let's get it in, Legacy. You know how we get down. We're going to make something happen tonight. You know what I'm saying? But before we even get to that, you know, that's sixth grade talk. Let's get to the big boy action. We got that Super Bowl coming up this weekend. Woo! Did you see what KD and LeBron did a couple of days ago, man? Woo! What a show out. You know what I'm saying? Even though LeBron came up on the short end, you know, it was a good sight to see him match bucket for bucket with KD for the little time that they did that they had in the third quarter, you know what I mean? That was pretty exciting. But I really want to talk about the Super Bowl. Woo! I can't wait, man. I can't wait. This is the biggest game of the biggest games that we all been waiting for. I just want to know who you got. I want to know who you got, L Boogie. I know we didn't pick them on Monday, but today is the day. You can't bite your tongue no longer. You can't be no sucker this evening. If you want to creep your street cred, you better come with the realness in the asylum, because you know it's going down on Fanatic Friday. L Boogie, I can't wait. Oh, what you got on the hot topics this evening?
Before we get to that, you know we in the streets. And we said on Monday, who was going to talk trash first? Now, I don't know if we consider this talking trash. I don't know if we consider this a fact or we consider this an opinion. But in the post-game, in the pre-game, in the media day, your boy Dominique Roger Cromartie says that Richard Sherman is not in his top five of defensive backs. Did you hear that, world? He said Chan Bailey, Darrell Revis, Antonio Cromartie, we're not going to just mention that's his cousin, my man Charlie Woodson, and Asante Samuels. Did you hear me, world? Asante Samuels, Charles Woodson, Chan Bailey, Darrell Revis, and Antonio Cromartie.
Where's Patrick Peterson? Hey, he ain't no Patrick Peterson. I had to put Peterson on there before I said Asante Samuels. Get old up. I know Asante used to be good, but he ain't been in the limelight for a minute, L Boogie. You got to put that young stud Patrick Peterson over there, man. What's wrong with that guy?
First of all, four out of the five guys are B.O.B., a bag of bones. Charlie Woodson, he just signed up for Social Security. Champ Bailey, after Sunday, he will sign up for Social Security. And you got the other guy, Darrell Revis, coming off of ACL, and Asante Samuel playing hurt all year. I give it up to Antonio Cromartie. He's playing on a bad team, and he did play his heart out over there. But better than Richard Sherman? And then Richard Sherman comes back and says that, yes, Peyton Manning balls, they do be accurate, but he throw ducks. And I would have to agree with him, but they get there, though, Richard. You can't talk like that and they get there. He got records. You can't be talking like that.
See, that's where I'm at with it. The dude only broke records throwing ducks. Now, if you call 55 touchdowns and 5,700 yards, you know, duck passes, I'll take them duck passes if he's breaking records like that. I mean, seven touchdowns in the first week. First week of the season. Come on, man, he set the tone early. Ducks? I mean, if you're throwing perfect passes like that and they duck, how you going to get your hand on the ball? I know he ain't going to be doing no Colin Kaepernick type of passes around this month.
It's a dirty game. I pose the question to you and the world. I got a couple questions for you, Ro. Who's the X factor for both teams? Is it Russell Wilson? Is it Percy Harvin? Beast Mode is not an X factor. We know what he's going to do or what he want to do and what they want to do, a lot of him. Who is the most important defensive person on each team? It's a lot of questions I'm throwing out there to the world. And one important stat, there is no current player on the Seattle Seahawks team that has Super Bowl experience. Last time that happened was the 1990 Buffalo Bills. And we know what happened. They didn't win one. And then after that, they had a second-year experience. They didn't win one. And then they had a third and fourth year and didn't win one. So when you're factoring in your predictions world and you're calling the show, you got to give us why each team will win. But getting back to, you know, media day, Marshawn Lynch set a record, only 7 minutes and 25 seconds at an interview. He only stayed 6 minutes on the field interview on Tuesday. So he's ready to play. What do you think about Demaryius, you know, Thomas and those guys, the receiving core for Denver? Ooh, it's going to be real big. So I ask you, Ro, who's the X factor for both teams? Denver first.
Denver first, I would have to say the difference maker of the game will be Wes Welker. It all depends on who matches up with Wes Welker. We know that Wes Welker would do anything to give his body up to help his team. We saw that against New England where he set the pick on Aqib Talib, put him out, and they went on to round up that victory. But Wes Welker is the key here, right along with Julius Thomas, because what's going to happen is that we all know that Peyton Manning is a smart quarterback. He's not going to throw to Richard Sherman's side too often, but what is going to happen is that he's going to definitely try to utilize all the rest of the other receivers and make things happen. So what I see happening is Wes Welker having a good first half, opening things up right along with the running game. And I'm going to say Wes Welker is going to be the key for Denver's offense. For as far as Seattle's defense, I'm going to say Earl Thomas. We all know that Earl Thomas likes to run around and lay that helmet on you. And if he's able to lay a couple of good licks, we all know what happens in this league. You get a little timid when you get hit once or twice. I'm not saying that Denver has some soft receivers, but when you play this game and you hit as hard as the Seattle Seahawks defense hits, yeah, you start paying attention to those guys who are flying around at you. And if there was a team that I had to pick that liked to fly to the ball when they see the ball being thrown to another person, you know, I would have to say San Fran is the best at reacting to that, but Seattle is right there next in line behind San Francisco with the reaction of their defenders. So I'm going to, you know, say Earl Thomas would be the actual matchup to be looking at when he's on defense for the Seattle Seahawks. Now switching it up, who is my key for the offense for Seattle? I'm going to say this. It has to be Russell Wilson, because if the beast mode isn't working the way that they plan on it working, then they're going to have to depend on that arm of Russell Wilson. And, yes, I like Russell Wilson a lot. I believe that he has what it takes to win this game, but it will come down to his arm against Denver's defense, which isn't too shabby themselves. So what I'm going to say is that I'm going to give it to Russell Wilson as the guy to watch as far as Seattle's offense. And the guy that I'm going to have you watch for Denver's defense is going to be Pot Roast, big number 92 that sits in the middle that causes a havoc for everybody. He said he felt disrespected when San Fran just was singling him out and where like he wasn't the man to beat. You know, come on, man. Yay. Excuse me, New England. He played against New England. New England single covered the Pot Roast, and you saw what happened. He bottled up that run game, and it cost the New England Patriots. That's why LeGarrette Blount sat on the sideline for 3 quarters. It's because Pot Roast had that middle down on that line. So if Seattle's smart and they've been watching film, they'll double-team the hell out of the defensive tackle for the Denver Broncos and try to make it work. But those are my key players on offense and defense for both teams. Now let me ask, who are the key players on offense for Denver and the key players on defense for Seattle first? Who you got?
For offense for Denver, I'm going to say your boy Moreno, Marshawn Moreno. I think if they get him going, that'll set up some play action. That'll get those aggressive safeties to come up, and it might open up some alleys behind those linebackers. So I'm going to say, you know, Moreno, he has to get going for Denver on the offensive side. And defensively, I'm going to say Seattle's Cam Chancellor. If he can slow down Julius Thompson and make it tough for him, it's going to be very interesting, because we all know Quarterbacks love their tight end when it gets, you know, in crunch time. They love their tight end, especially in the red zone. So I'm going to say Cam Chancellor. Now, on offense for Seattle, you say Russell Wilson? I'm going to say the important part of Seattle's offense is going to be not one person, bro.
What? Who is it going to be then?
The offensive line. If Seattle's offensive line can maintain and let Lynch get loose and manage the game, run that clock and don't and limit Peyton Manning touches, it could be very interesting. Let Russell Wilson run around with that pistol option. So I'm going to look at that. You know who's going to be interested for me? It's this on defense for Denver.
Oh, you got
Champ Bailey.
In his first Super Bowl, you think he's gonna cause some noise?
That's my point. It's gonna be one or the other. Either he's gonna cause some noise or he's gonna be burnt toast. Remember when he kept getting beat against Baltimore last year in the playoffs? If they can exploit Champ, it could be a long day too. So I'm going at Champ. I'm going with Champ Bailey. You notice I did not say Percy Harvin because the first time he gets hit,
concussion.
Man, the forensics are coming out on the field. He's dead. He's gonna be in a body bag.
Yeah, man. We all know that this guy can't take too many hits, man. It's been a rough season for the guy. He's only played in two games, about 37 snaps. But, you know, within those 37 snaps, Russell Wilson be looking for that guy. So I give it to Russell Wilson for even, you know, going at Percy Harvin like he does. But, hey, listen to Russell. Don't get him hurt in the first half, man. That'll cost you. You're going to definitely need him. So good luck to you. Now let me ask you, with all that being said, who you got?
I've been weighing in all week. I've been talking to my snitches up in the NYC. I've been, you know what I'm saying, I tried to get a flight up there, but I couldn't get out of here. But I tell you what, I'm going with Seattle.
Defense win championship.
Yes, and I just think that they have a front four that they don't have to blitz. And if they can put pressure on with that front four, I just think that Seattle has a chance. I think they're physical enough. Not taking anything away from Denver because Denver is physical too. But I just, you know, I think they got a chip on their shoulder. I just do. Now, yes, Denver has the odds, you know what I mean? But, hey, like Muhammad Ali would say, shock the world. We're going to shock the world in the streets. Yeah, yeah. You guys think I'm hating against Peyton Manning. I'm not. I think Peyton Manning is great, but he's not better than Joey Cool, and he's not better than Tom Brady. Am I counting rings? Yes, I am. And also, when you go to the Super Bowl and go 4-0, like how Joey did it and how he did it with his style, sorry, Peyton, you're not number one. So I'm going with Seattle. Who you got before we go to the commercial?
Man, I'm like you. It took me a whole week to try to figure this thing out, and I think I done figured it out, man. I really like Seattle's defense. Don't get me wrong. Those guys be flying around the ball. They know what to do. But I'm going to give it to Peyton Manning because there's one thing about Peyton Manning. He's going to take chances. But one thing about his chances, they're calculated chances. And who's better to throw calculated passes than the most calculated quarterback in the league? And when he does it, man, he makes it look easy. And like Richard Sherman said, look like a bunch of duck passes. But who has been able to defend those duck passes all year? 55 touchdowns, 5,700 yards later. This guy done broke so many records and continue to break them. He's going to become the first quarterback to win a Super Bowl with two different teams, L. Boogie. So I'm going with Peyton Manning, even though I want to go with Russell Wilson, because he has an opportunity to be the first black quarterback to win a Super Bowl since Doug Williams. But I'm going to give it to Peyton, because I cannot have Peyton Manning lose this Super Bowl. If he loses this Super Bowl, that means that the streets got to talk about this dude for 364 more days till he make it back to the next Super Bowl. So I don't want to have to be the one to talk about Peyton Manning. So I'm going to say this. Peyton Manning, good luck. I hope you win the game. Seattle defense, I hope you be ready. I hope all your players show up. This is one of the last nights that you have for curfew. Don't look like anybody want to break curfew, but there's one more day left, and we know how that can go. So I'm going to say this. I'm giving it to the Denver Broncos just for the simple fact that they have more offensive weapons than Seattle. I don't see how Russell Wilson is going to be able to outscore Peyton Manning. So I'm going with the Denver Broncos, and that's what I'm rolling with. You know what I'm saying? So there you have it. T-Row is going for the Denver Broncos and Peyton Manning, and L. Boogie is going for Richard Sherman and the defense of the Seattle Seahawks. So call us when you call in and get in the asylum. I hope you're ready. You got to let us know a whole bunch of stuff. There are a lot of topics jumping off. So when we come back from the commercial, man, I hope you ready. L. Boogie, we got to go to a commercial, Pimpin.
I don't even know what to say.
When we come back from the commercial, we have some news about the NFL and this weed issue. Only in the streets you get this information. Oh, let's go.
Won't say you no extra. Say you fuckin' with me cause a real nigga's her preference. Drink like I'm from Texas, and you know I stay flexin'. And if you don't know, I go by Titty Two Next.
Nigga, that's choke chain when I'm flippin'. Wood grain when I'm bippin'. Codeine when I'm sippin'. Bitch, you fuckin' right, I be trippin'. I put your bitch face in my lap. 2-2-3s, all of my scratch. I count my paper, all of them stack. Fuck some up and get it right back. Nigga, try me.
I'ma start a ride. 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 I'ma start a ride.
I ain't throwing these niggas.
Nope.
I ain't throwing these bitches.
Nope.
Two cigar rollers.
Look
like extensions.
Damn.
From the south side, her mouth wide, my pack loud, my gat loud, I back out and click clack, pow pow. 4 days, skip trial, my ref is a reptile. Now later, alligators, I step on the work like a stepchild. Pimps up, toes down, make your girl pull her clothes down, her hair down and I'm down, her phone off, so don't die.
That Pyrex in my kitchen, rich niggas still bitching. Them GDs and them vice lords, all that gangsta shit I be kicking. Who good now? Who crippin'? Who pussy damn little snitching? I got a firearm to fire on whoever done let that bitch in. These niggas don't live by the code. Look how they done fucked up the game. Them sets up, you don't give a fuck. It's 50 and 2 chains. Got the little bag popping out thanks to this. I bought a whole bar, nigga, you can drink to this. Get the bottles popping while the whole squad, man. Damn, I love this gangsta shit.
I'ma start a ride.
Woo, they just started a riot. Some more Super Bowl news. We got an ex-NFL ball player, man. He played in two Super Bowls. He played with the 2006 Chicago Bears and the 2013 Baltimore Ravens, 2012. He didn't play last year. Well, this year, 2013. Brendan Iambadejo admits players smoked weed before Super Bowl 2006. Excuse me. Super Bowl 29 and Super Bowl 38, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's 48. I did go to college. Streets!
My bad, too many X's and L's up in this mall. You know how it go down.
Bro, he says that NFL players were smoking the kush. You know they smoking the good stuff. They smoking the kush. Yeah, we said it on the streets because you in the streets. And now they're talking about prescribing marijuana by their doctors or physicians of the NFL. But all of a sudden now Roger Goodell is going to weigh in and expect that a little bit more. How do you feel about these guys smoking the dope before the games? It's medicine, right? We're going to be out there.
I get high. That's all it is, El Boogie. Some people needed to calm them nerves down. We know that there's some real thuggish guys in that league. And sometimes we got some of those guys that just lose their mind when as soon as they put their uniform on, it's a whole different type of person that comes out. So, you know, you got to get on that cush to lay it down a little bit. Calm down so you don't go out there and assault somebody who you've been mad at for a whole year because you didn't get to make that tackle on him last year or because he got that good block on you the year before. You know what I'm saying? So you got to have these guys that can control themselves when they got that good cush in the ship. Something like Pink Panther or something like Kool-Aid Kush. You know what I mean? Something like that, man. Some of that high power stuff, that Louis. You know what I'm saying? That'll make them calm down, man, so that way they can focus on the game. Because you know and I know, come on, man, you know how it is. When you get a little kush in your system, you tend to focus a little hard on the situation at hand. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't have a problem with it like I told you on Monday. It's no big deal, El Boogie. It's no big deal, baby. We've been doing this since high school. When you got to college, you did a little bit more. You got to the league, you can do it whenever you want. You know what I mean? So these guys, you know, big up to those guys, man. I ain't going to take nothing away from, you know, this is what I would say about it. If you win the league and you trying to get your street card or your street medical card, you know, from a doctor that's down the street from you, come on, man, that makes you look like a fool. Make sure you do it within the confines of the law that the league allows you to do it. And once you're able to do that, then you a cool dude. A.K.A. Dwayne Bowe, A.K.A. Alden Smith. When you get pulled over, you ain't got to worry about it. Pull out that card and see what happens. And, okay, you good. You know what I mean? So I think it's a good thing. I don't think it's going to be such a bad thing like some of our callers have been chiming on. You know, I think it's a good thing, El Boogie. Some of these guys are really injured, and some of these guys really need to calm their nerves. Some guys do it an alternate way, you know, like taking a little sip or you know, doing whatever they need to do to calm their nerves. So I'm going to say smoking a little man ain't no problem, man. Get your medicine in you. Get that kush in you before the game to calm your nerves. Because some of these guys be busting their head wide open as soon as they get on the field and get into it with a player or a referee. And we saw what happened, a.k.a. Trent Williams, have a referee call him. Man, get back on the field, start playing. See, if he'd have been on that cush, he'd have been like, ah, ref, you tripping. You know what I mean? So get on that cush, Lee. Just make sure you do it the right way.
I don't agree. They get out there and be high and get their head knocked off even tougher. Everybody be high. Like Meth and Red or How High. Guy smoking before the Super Bowl. He said that he's not going to say the names. But it was guys smoking before the Super Bowl. Does it surprise me? Hell no. It doesn't surprise me.
Ray was getting high before the game. You know you're Miami, though. Ray, I'm with you. Give me some of that. That cush you were smoking on. I know Miami got some of that finest green, too.
Man, Ray, ain't doing antler spray. We can't do nothing for Ray. He doing antler spray. What do you mean?
Yeah. Got to get it in some kind of way. You know what I'm saying?
Before we get to the callers, the All-Star game has been set with the starters and the reserves. Some guys are on, some guys are off. People are saying some were snubbed. And the reserves for the West are Dwight Howard, appearing in his ace, James Hardy, Harden, in his second, LaMarcus Aldridge, in his third. Damian Lillard is first, Dirk Nowitzki in his 12th, Tony Parker in his 6th, CP3 in his 7th, Kobe, you know, in his 16th, Steph in his 1st, Love in his 1st, and Griffin in his 4th. Who do you think got snubbed in the West? It was just period. In the East, you got Chris Bosh in his 9th. DeRozan, his 1st. Roy Hibbert, his 1st. I think this is Roy's 2nd. Paul Millsap, his 1st. John Wall, he finally got over the wall. Made it. His 1st All-Star game. Joaquin Noah, his 2nd. Joe Johnson, his 7th. I have a problem with that, but anyway, you know your usual suspects. LBJ in his 10th, Melo 7th, Paul George in his 2nd, Kyrie is 2nd, and D-Wade in his 10th. Now, let's get to the potatoes, the meat and potatoes of the story. Who do you think got snubbed? You got DeMarcus Cousins, averaging over 20 and 10. You got Anthony Davis. He leads the league blocks. Kyle Lowry, Al Jefferson, and Timmy. You got the point guard out there in Phoenix, Arizona, where we are located. I know you get a lot of him, but Dragic should be on that team. You mean to tell me Lance Stevenson and making it, he leads the league with 4 triple doubles?
Yeah, I can't. But when you say Timmy, you talking about Tim Duncan, correct?
Timmy, the only Timmy we know, the great Timmy Duncan, the Hall of Famer.
Yeah, can't believe he was left off the list. I mean, yeah, there were a couple people that. Anthony Davis. I thought he was having a breakout year this season. I thought he got snubbed. DeMarcus Cousins. You know, definitely got snubbed. This guy's really been playing great basketball this season with, you know, Shaq taking over a percentage of the Sacramento Kings and being a mentor to him. So his attitude and his mental has changed a lot. But, yeah, man, it's just amazing. I'm like you, Joe Johnson. How did Joe Johnson make it? You know what I mean? I don't understand how Joe Johnson made it, but I'll give him his props. He made it, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't going to be mad at him. But this is Roy Hibbert's first year as an All-Star, L Boogie. Even though he's been in the league for about 4 years, this is his first All-Star appearance. I can't believe it. I was like you when I saw how many years, you know, he's had an opportunity to go to the All-Star. I was like, whoa, I can't believe it. But he is a guy in the making, you know, doing his due. He almost looked like Jermaine O'Neal when Jermaine O'Neal took a minute to get started with the Indiana Pacers, and then all of a sudden he was just an all-star year after year after year after year. You know what I mean? Then with the Portland, it was an all-star year after year after year, you know what I mean, before his injury set in. But I like Roy Hibbert. Congratulations to the Indiana Pacers and to actually all the players who made it to the all-star reserve and as a starter for February 16th in New Orleans. So, yeah, I ain't mad at it. It is what it is. You know, the coaches picked the reserves, so they must have saw something in those guys that they picked. So it is what it is. I ain't mad. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a dope game, and it's always better than the Pro Bowl. I can guarantee you that. You know what I mean?
But yeah, man, let's do this, man. Let's go ahead and jump into the asylum, man, because you know the asylum been jumping for a minute, man. We got these callers waiting to see what the hell's going on with us. It's Fanatic Friday. We got a whole bunch of stuff to do before we get up out of here. So, man, what we going to do first, man, we're going to take it to the big brother D-Mac out there first in the land. You know, we're going to holler at him real quick about see who he got on the Super Bowl. Caesar Leah and Chef, we see y'all, man. We're going to get to you as soon as we can. Let's take it out to the lab, man. Yo, big brother D-Mac, what's up with you, man? You on with the streets, your boy L Boogie T-Row. How's your evening going this Friday?
What's up, fellas, man? I'm chilling, man. I'm down here in Savannah, Georgia still, man.
Oh, that's what's up. Were you able to catch up with the sports official?
No, man. They shut the city down the last 2 days, man.
That's right. Icy weather.
It's crazy, though, because, you know, I'm from Cleveland, man, and, I mean, they had a little ice storm and all this stuff, but, man, these people, I mean, come on, whoever the mayor is, go get some salt trucks or something. Have them on stamps. I mean, I was still wearing a hoodie and shorts. Like, that's beautiful. I come from -3 degrees to, you know, 60, 70 degrees, two bad days. They shut everything down, y'all. The house is cold. And it ain't no snow nowhere. Nowhere. I said, man, you got to be kidding me, man. So I've been posted up the last 2 days, man, just chilling, man. You know what I'm saying? Waiting for Friday to talk to you guys.
That's what's up, man. Glad to hear that you made it out there safe and you still cool. You know, hope everything goes good with you on your way back to the crib. Now,
yes.
Super Bowl weekend. You know it's only two teams left. L Boogie then posted the question, before you pick your team to win the Super Bowl, we need to know who is the key players for Denver's offense and Seattle's defense first and then vice versa. Second, who you got for Denver? Who you going to be looking for on Denver's offense and Seattle's defense first?
The key for Denver to pull out this win is Peyton Manning. You know what I'm saying? And Deshaun Moreno. And they got a lot of targets, though. You know what I'm saying? You got Decker. You got Wes Welker. You got the tight end. You got the receiver, Thomas and them. I mean, they got a lot of weapons, man. But in order for them to win – Peyton Manning needs to play an A-plus game, and they have to establish that run game.
Right. And who do you got on the defense for Seattle?
Sherman, the linebackers. I mean, I don't know a lot of those guys' names and stuff, but they hold defense. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is what we all been waiting for, the number one offense, the number one defense, and they going to have to play an A-plus game. You know what I'm saying? Because they manned them, they dumped that ball short, you know what I'm saying, the Wes Welker and them, and they get, what, I think 40% of their yards and stuff on them for short routes. But Seattle Seahawks got the number one defense where they done stopped that little short route. So it's all about the linebackers and them, stopping them guys like Wes Welker and Decker. And if they do decide to go deep, Sherman and them dudes got to be ready, man.
Exactly. Now, Richard Sherman a couple of days ago said that from him studying film, he notices that Peyton Manning passes are a lot of ducks. What do you think about that?
But, hey, you see PM came back at him, though, and was up there like, yeah, there's a lot of ducks, but, hey, 50 touchdowns, so... you know, they had a little trash talking going on, and, you know, word on the street is that Sherman has said that like a month ago before he even knew that they was going to meet up with these guys in the playoffs. And Peyton Manning do throw a lot of ducks. But at the same time, what makes PM good is his receivers. You know what I'm saying? Jerry Rice made Montana look good. You know what I'm saying? Harrison. And these guys, man, they made Peyton Manning look good, man. And we don't give the receivers and them a lot of props, which we talked about earlier in the season that I was talking to you guys about. So, you know, it's going to be a good game. It's a step up, but I got who I want to win, though.
Okay. Now, we're going to reverse sides. Who is the key player for Seattle's offense and who is the key player for Denver's defense?
Denver's defense – they done stepped up a little bit you know, the last couple of weeks in the playoffs and everything. But, hey, like L Boogie said, man, Champ Bailey, man, that guy, man, I mean, he's about to, you know, be on Social Security in a minute, man. He's going to have to play big against Tate and some of those receivers, man, that Seattle, they corners going to have to make some plays because, as we see, the Seahawks, man, they get a lot of little lucky plays, man, with Russell Wilson and them. Marshawn Lynch is a big key to this game with the weather, but it's going to be like 40 degrees now, but they have to establish that run. And a lot of people, man, haven't been talking about, Russell Wilson, man. Russell Wilson might not have 400 yards, 300 yards, but he can run the ball, man. He's a smart young quarterback, man. And I think Russell Wilson going to have a good game come Sunday. You know what I'm saying? And those linebackers and them, they better spy in on him, man, because if not, he's going to run wild on Denver's defense.
And you know what? I have to agree with you on that, D-Mac. Great point that you brought up about how low-key Russell Wilson has been for this media week. Yeah, he's been, you know, Tuesday, I think, was the only day that I saw him, you know, out there within the media smiling real big and showing everybody, you know, hey, I'm likable. And then all of a sudden, you don't, you know, it's all been Richard Sherman. It's all been Marshawn Lynch. Robinson, fullback.
You know, they worried about why Marshawn Lynch ain't. And that's good, though, because, man, Russell Wilson, man, the guy, he's going to come play, man. He's going to come play. And I hope they did some studying on him, man, because that dude got some legs, man. And he's going to be big, man. He's going to be real big to the Seattle Seahawks if, you know, they want to win this game.
So who you got? Tell me who you got.
Man, I got the Seattle Seahawks, man, because I believe defenses win games. I believe those young guys are hungry, and that's what I'm rolling with, man. I'm rolling with the Seahawks come Sunday, man. I got to go with defense, man. I think in order to win championships and get those rings and those big games, defense win, man. So I'm rolling with the Seahawks.
What do you think about the NBA with guys being snubbed, or, you know, your opinion about, you know, both teams? What's your opinion about that?
Man, I can't believe Tim Duncan didn't make it, man. I mean, like you say, man, this guy is a Hall of Famer, first ballot. I mean, he's doing what he do, like he always do every year, man, and he didn't make it. It's a lot of, man, Joe Johnson, really? You know what I'm saying? What has Joe Johnson done? You know what I'm saying? What has he done? Man, Davis, like T said, man, DeMarcus Cousins, man, it's a lot of guys that should have made it, that didn't make it, though. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, you know, what can we do, man? What can we do? Sit back and enjoy it, and, you know, hopefully it'll be a good game.
Yeah, I'm very surprised that Al Jefferson has been putting on a clinic. I think maybe he could have made it before Joe Johnson. I think Kyle Lowry should have made it before Joe Johnson. Because Joe Johnson had a couple game winners, you vote him into the All-Star game? Come on.
No. That's true. Who picked the reserves, L Boogie? Who, and do them come from coaches?
The coaches picked the reserves, and David Stern, he has won the last days. He'll pick somebody by Monday.
Wow.
And also we have to say big up and big shout out to David Stern. He's done 30 years. He's about to pass it over to Adam Silver. And I want to ask you this question also. What was your take from the LeBron James Kevin Durant game on Wednesday night?
I was sitting up, man, watching that, man. It was like Rutgers Park for a minute in the third quarter, man. It was going back and forth. OKC, man, those guys, man, they here to play, man. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, LeBron still did what LeBron did. He had his 34 points, you know what I'm saying? He checked Kevin Durant a lot of the game more than Kevin Durant checked him. But I think the Miami Heat now, is everybody saying they in cruise control and all this stuff, man, they better put their foot on that gas, man, because you got guys like Indiana and them that's hungry. OKC, you know what I'm saying? If you go back to the finals and stuff, that's hungry, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, LeBron and them guys need help, man. You know what I'm saying? I think they comfortable with them two rings and stuff. I don't think LeBron is, but Dwayne Wade, he's not healthy. They little role players and stuff, Chalmers and them. Ray Allen, they not hitting them big shots and, you know, doing the things that they're supposed to do. And everybody is coming from them because for the last 2 years, 3 years, they've been on top. You know what I'm saying? And people are hungry now. And, you know, everybody got to get past that next person to get their ring. And Kevin Durant knows that. I think Kevin Durant is MVP right now. You know what I'm saying? But LeBron still got some more game in him. He a winner. So, but it was a good game, though, man. It was a good game blowout, but it was good seeing those two guys go back and forth. Reminded me of Dominique Wilkins and Michael Jordan back in the day.
There you have it. Well, D-Mac, as usual, man, we appreciate it. And, man, we hope, you know, they don't shut the airport down when it's time for you to get up out of there to go back to the land.
Hey, so, man, it's okay, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, L Boogie T, man, it was like 60-something degrees today. The city on the little winter storm came through for 2 days, man. So, you know, I got this weekend still to kick it and do a little something, man. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, if I'm here, I'm here, man. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, I get back to the land when I get there. They all right.
There you have it. D,
I love y'all, man.
Yo, Ro. One. Love you, too. Hey, listen to this. Ro, who we got next coming in the side of him? I see the bar shaking, man. Who we got?
Yeah, let's take it out. Let's come back west. Let's come back west, man, and see what old Cino got to do out there in Cali. You know what I'm saying? Let's take it over here to Caesar and see what's going on. Hey, yo, Caesar, what's up, baby? You all with the streets, man. You know. Super Bowl weekend. What's going on, Bill? Caesar.
No, because when I see your pack of socks tomorrow.
You can hear him in the background. I'm out the street right there for you.
Caesar.
What? I tell you.
He in the streets. We got everybody to go to the next call and have him on home.
Let's go to Shell.
Call him out. We're going to the chef. We know he gonna bring some controversy. He down in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, off Liberty Street down there. Hey, yo, chef.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, you selling the hair now? Oh, we entrepreneur. Tell me what you got cooking, man. What's going on? I know you've been listening to the show.
Man, you know I got this real velvet cheesecake, man. Straight hot off the pot. Straight off the whip pan. With strawberries to top it off with the hot fudge chocolate on top. Oh, my God.
Ew. I want some.
Absolutely.
Now, tell me this, Chef.
What's up?
Who you got in the Super Bowl and why?
I'm put, man. L Boogie, did you get my kite?
Yes, I did.
Man, I'm going. I got the Denver Broncos, man. And I'm going to tell you why. One reason, L Boogie, Peyton Manning. I ain't betting against him. It ain't happening. I'm taking my money. I put my money on the wire already, y'all. I ain't doing no fake. 500. I put my shit on the wire. Man, that Seahawks, they got no experience. Ooh. Seahawks, they put no experience. I got what? Which I'm going to load it up on IG real quick. I load this shit up on IG real quick. Yeah, I'm smart, man. But listen, man, if you think they about to single-handedly let, man, listen, first off, Russell Wilson hasn't proved anything to me. He's not that accurate against inefficient teams. And secondly is this, man. This is what it's all about, man. Even though, man, the Broncos is a little bit handicapped dealing with injuries, man, guess what, man? I'm dealing with them veterans. Yeah, I'm a leader of the new school, but guess what? We learn from the old people. Man, Peyton Manning, listen, man, you heard what he said, man. Yeah, I throw ducks sometimes. Duck touchdowns. I'm going with that duck, man.
He said it don't matter, Chef.
He's saying, hey, ducks work for me. I make perfect ducks. I make duck soup out of you.
He playing ghost this week. Listen, the first thing I said last Monday was that too aggressive is going to kill the Seahawks. I'm guaranteeing it. Because you got to be able, listen, man, they got too many pieces offensive-wise. Now, if it was Tom Brady, man, I'm taking Tom Brady over Peyton Manning any day. But I'm not taking nobody else over the NFL over Peyton Manning. It's not going to happen. Marshawn Lynch is going to have 50 yards. The person, what they're going to need to do is they're going to have to need to put Percy Harvin in that slot, bring him around a little trick plays, and hope he get long yardage. But I don't see it happening. I don't see it. Flat out, I don't see it.
So you have Peyton Manning shredding Seattle, or do you have a close game?
I don't even think it's going to be close, fellas. Man, they got
really?
Peyton Manning being the underdog. Man, 63% said that the Seahawks is about to upset the Denver Broncos. Come on, listen. Have we forgotten what the Peyton Manning is the reason why Kansas City Chiefs went down the hill like they did? The number one defense in the NFL, so he met Peyton Manning. He came, and listen, man, he broke them down, man. Man, I'm not betting against that man. I'm not no fool. I'm putting my money on my mouth at.
Peyton Manning did shred a lot of defenses this year. And, you know, week one, he set the tone. 7 touchdowns, we all knew something special was going to happen this year. And 55 touchdowns later, look at where he is. He had the Super Bowl. But I tell you this, he better win the Super Bowl, Chef. Because I can't talk about this dude for 300 more days, man. I just can't. I refuse to talk about that guy if he loses this Super Bowl.
I've been thinking along 2 weeks, man. I told you I wouldn't give him my pickup tonight. And there's going to be a lot of controversy, y'all. He going to make his mark on Sherman. Watch what I tell y'all. He's not going to run away from that guy. He going to go straight at him. He keep the defense energized. Like, he's the attention. Like, he going straight at him, man. Wells Welker. Hey, listen. Hey, Wells Welker. The same play that you put on our cue, Talib, they might need you to bring that back. Week to week, it ain't cheap. back, baby.
Let me tell you something about Wells Welker, since you want to talk about Wes. He's not Worldwide Wes, the guy that I know. The West I know, he dropped 2 key balls in 2 Super Bowls. Let's not forget. The West I know, I call him Spills because he drops the ball in crucial moments. Trust me when I tell you that. He might get concussed. He's another Percy Harvin type guy right now in his career. He might leave in a body bag too. But speaking of controversy, what do you think about this All-Star game rosters from the East and the West? Who do you think got snubbed?
Man, Tim Duncan. Man, the best power forward ever touched the floor of the NBA. Come on, man. Come on, man. Kobe Bryant ain't put no work in. We talking about Timmy D. We talking about Mr. Fundamentals. We talking about the arguably top 5 best player to ever touch an NBA floor hardwood. Like, is y'all serious? Hey, coaches. Hey, listen, is y'all smoking dope? That's what I want to know. Are you smoking dope? How can you not sit up here and have the greatest power forward in the game, not in an All-Star game? Like, is y'all smoking dope, man? DeMarcus,
what do you think about Joe Johnson on the roster?
I like that. You want me to tell you why? Because of the month of January, Joe Johnson been acting a fool, and y'all know that. That man been acting a fool, a complete monkey. And he started it off against the hottest team in the NBA. He ain't been running for no competition. Do y'all remember that big shot he hit against OKC? He ain't running for no competition. He out there with Big Say Notorious. We out here. We ain't running. He ain't running. He ain't running, man. But Darren Williams been out. It been a lot of inconsistency in that bat. He been holding things together.
I will say this to add on to what you're saying. They do have the best record since the new year, so he has something to do with that just as well. So, my bad. Go ahead.
He have a lot to do with that, T. Roosevelt. He have a lot to do with that.
Yeah, and I agree. At first, it took me a while to figure out how Joe Johnson made the All-Star team, but, you know, I like Kyle Lowry for Toronto. Toronto hasn't been in this position in a while. You know what I mean? I thought maybe he could have done it, or even Lance Stephenson from the Indiana Pacers. This guy leads the league in triple-doubles. I mean, come on, man. You can't leave a guy off the roster who leads the league in triple-doubles. If Rondo was leading the league in triple-doubles, he would have been in the All-Star game. So why would you leave this guy out who plays on the hottest team, one of the hottest teams in the league right now, you know?
But I wish I had all the words to tell you, but I don't know, man. All I know is this: it's a lot of bamboozle and buffoonery that's been going on. That's all need to be said. Whoa, hey.
Yes, there has.
Is them OKC boys for real?
Yeah. Right now they got that man leading them. And as long as KD can keep doing what he's doing, they, you know, he don't mind putting the world on his shoulders, man. And we've seen that from his college days, from the start that he had in Seattle, now with Oklahoma City. It's amazing to see this guy growing up right in front of our eyes. You know, you never thought that we would have such a score like this guy, you know. And so I'm appreciating every moment of it. I hope it lasts for a while. But, you know, it's going to come to an end one of these days.
Man, dude is showing us why he's gonna be arguably he's the Peyton Manning of the NBA. Like, until he wins, he's the Peyton Manning of the NBA, which means is you can put up all these numbers, being all these records, and if you don't win that championship, you another Marino. Who are you? Like, what is we looking at? What type of NBA? Or I don't understand. Like, I'm just lost in so many areas. Like, dude is putting up magnificent numbers, but you got to be able, man, the Heat looked at, man, I don't know, man. I don't know if they was tired. Was they on dope? Man, I don't know, man. That wasn't Heat basketball, what I'm saying. But shout out to them OKC boys, because I'm not a LeBron fan anyway. I'm a D-Wade fan. Hey, I got a question for y'all in the asylum. If D-Wade retired right now, is he Hall of Fame?
Yes, he is.
Why?
Three-time champion, two-time gold medalist, 10-time All-Star. What else do you want him to do?
Man, you ain't even hit it on the nail. Hey, L Boogie, man, we was up there 2000, man. When he came in third good, he told York, I'll drop 100 on you and Boo. You remember that? He told
yes,
him
I
guys
do.
That. He said, I would drop 100 on both of y'all.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
He came 2000. He was still in high school. He told Bernard York and he told Steak and Black Bull that would drop 100 on each and every one of y'all, man. I'm going to tell y'all my reasons. And there's only one reason that needs to be said, man. He is Mr. 100 blocks and 100 steals. We would never see that again. Ever.
In a season.
Never, man. 100 blocks and 100 steals. A shooting guard. More quick. D-Wade Wade. But I say that because I don't see him playing another 5 years. That's why.
Man, he's a bag of bones. It's over with. I mean, he should retire after this year. But Chef, we got a roll, and I just want you to know this, man. Let him know how to get in touch with you right quick before we let you go. So they can follow what you got going on with that pool, man.
Oh, man, thanks for having Chef Sharon, man, 714 Liberty Street, man, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Instagram name, ATASTEOFHEAVEN _, man. Get with me, man. We touching souls. We making peace within ourselves, man. We in the streets. We are the best, and we about to show y'all why I am the king of cakes and bakery pastries. I am the best chef. Listen, my work do is talking. I ain't got to talk no more. Ask the streets about me. They going to tell you. I love y'all, man.
Oh, love you too, chef.
Man, love the guy, the chef, man, down there in PA. Chef, keep doing good work, baby. We love you, you know?
Yes, sir.
But he's from Cleveland, Ohio. Let's get that straight. Thurgood Marshall, Hub Heights now.
Already. Before we bring in our next caller, man, I want to say what's up to my mama. She's checking in, chiming in with us, L Boogie with the streets this evening, you know what I'm saying? Mama's schedule be tight, but she find a way to call in, you know what I'm saying? Love your mama, you know what it is. Let's move on to the next caller, L Boogie. We got a special guest calling in, man. I think it's a first-time caller, man, so let's check in with him before we take this next commercial. You know what I'm saying? Hey, caller, welcome to the streets is talking, man. You on with L Boogie and T-Row. Who is this?
Nephew Rap.
Hey, can you talk into the phone a little bit more? We couldn't hear you. Can you say that again?
It's your nephew, Rock.
How you feel, Rock? How you doing, son?
Man, I'm chilling, man. Me and my son up here catching the OKC Nets game.
That's what it is. Hey, yo, Rock, welcome to the streets, man. And I'm pretty sure you've been hearing a lot of talk of what's been going on between our callers that be calling in. Hey, let me ask you this. The Super Bowl weekend, who you got this weekend? Denver Broncos or you rolling with the Seattle Seahawks?
Like you always told me, defense wins championships. Let's go with them Seahawks.
No doubt.
Richard Sherman, he's going to get 3 deflections and 1 pick. And he's going to probably get a personal penalty after you pick it off. He'll probably go over there and throw the ball right at Peyton Manning. He's going to throw the ball back. Yeah, he's going to throw back at Peyton. He don't want that. He don't want that.
Oh!
and let me ask you this, Rock. And this is one of my star players. He used to play on my high school team. He played against LeBron James for the world to know.
Right.
You're a basketball fan. What do you think about the all-star roster? Do you think someone got snubbed or you think it's good where it is?
Oh, they blew it this year. They blew it. I think next year they're gonna go ahead and give the fans a percentage of the vote because they can't keep letting this happen. They got the boy D. Wade in the all-star game, and he played 50% of the games, only 50% of the season. I would love to see my man, the kid from Toronto, Lowry. Definitely deserved his first shot at it. Tim Duncan, like your man Chef said, he should be a shoe-in. They would never let Shaq miss an All-Star game, ever. They gave Shaq some Jabberwockies during the All-Star game, and he ain't did it. They going to play Duncan.
That was
like
Phoenix, too.
Right. And he was playing for Phoenix, right? Now they snubbed Lowry.
And I can appreciate you liking Kyle Lowry because he also plays defense, something that you like. Like you said, defense wins championship.
Yeah, they blew it this year, man. They're gonna have to figure out. They're gonna have to get like a whoever vote for the Hall of Fame, like how they do the Hall of Fame voting. Only certain people get to really vote. Don't nobody know who voted because they can't keep doing that. Tim Duncan should be an All-Star next year already. If he plays next year, he has to go to the All-Star game. How are you going to make him miss one of his last All-Star games?
What do you think about Richard Sherman? Is he top 5 cornerback? You know, if you were listening to the show, one of the DBs for the Denver Broncos, Mr. Dominique Rogers-Cromartie said that Ken Bailey, Darrell Revis, Antonio Cromartie, Charles Woodson and Ashante Samuels are better than Richard Sherman right now in their career. Maybe at one time, but do you think right now Richard Sherman is top 5?
Man, Richard Sherman right now is top 2. And I'm from Cleveland, and I know the things Joe Hayden got to go through. So Joe Hayden is my man. Richard Sherman, number 2. And Robert Cromartie, I've seen him get destroyed. I've seen him be destroyed. He lacks focus. He lacks focus and work ethic. He going on physicality and his height. He's a taller guy. With Sherman, he about that life, though. He about that life.
Straight from Compton. What does Stanford? It's an oxymoron every time you say his name.
Every time.
How can you be from Compton and go to Stanford?
Only like Meek Mill would say, you ain't about that life. You ain't about that life. You ain't about that life.
Right.
So
I say one all-star pick, though, that I do respect, the Millsap. I think he deserved his first shot at the all-star game. I take Millsap because he was giving people fits in Utah for a while.
Right.
Now he went down to the ATL. And so it don't matter where he play, he is an all-star. But not over Duncan, though.
I agree. Well, Rock, we appreciate you calling. We appreciate you calling. Tell my great nephew, you know what I'm saying, Coach Meek said, what's happening? And I want you to take this with you, Rock. Tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Friend, yeah. I'm definitely going to tell a friend, tell all her girlfriends.
Only in the streets.
That's what we like, Ro. Ro, Rock, Will Pete, we appreciate you calling in, man. We got to take a quick commercial. When we come back, you know what time it is, man. We got this silent jumping off, man. Big Brother Bass, I see you down there, baby. Steven, get your ass out the streets and get with it. Come on, homie. Get you in the asylum. We'll be right back.
Quit staring at me like an infrared, nigga. Pictures of plenty, sipping my glass full of Henny. Hands on my semi, automatic key for pennies. I'm close to contact, cause I'm live, I multiply. Humans are open fire, niggas die with open eyes. Scared to take a nap, it's a trap. Long maze, dreaming of getting stacks, making scratch the wrong way. It's all safe, we blow the motherfuckers dead. Black out, blow the track out, my lyrics never fail.
It's like a phone that he don't even know. He just throws it around. It's like a joke, he's like a king, but he don't rule a thing. He don't want the diamonds, want the gold, don't want the jewelry. He don't want the ring, don't want the loot, it's in it for the sport. Running circles around the competition on the court. He appreciates the support, but he ain't begging for it. And you can love it, you can hate it, but you can't ignore it. You can't be that ignorant, so you can try to tell him short. But you can't fuck with his last joint or the one before it. And he was born to raise hell like them country boys. And if I'm running, then you better come confront me for it.
He's staring at me like an infrared, nigga. Stripes in the gray, the one I wore on Mondays and Wednesdays. While they just flirt, I throw a tiger on my shirt and alligators. They wanna see the inside, I see you later. They come the drama. Oh, that's that nigga with the face. Wow, why you punch me in my face? Stay in your place, play your position. They got my intuition. Go in this nigga pocket.
It's like being the last person alive. You know what I'm saying? After 3 days, you can't do anything. What can I do? Where can I go?
It's a young nigga in a coffin, trying to blossom. Got shot down walking. Blink an eye, the hot guy turned cold. Bring the body back, see the bullet hole, and a burnt soul. Don't cry, he chose the life. Fast lane in the brain, he's supposed to fight. Can you smile at a mama when she lost a child? I am damn strong weed to release the stress. Deliver the bomb shit from the east to west. Like, yeah, niggas pull out when I face up. You miss the poppin' motherfuckers, cause they ain't fatal. Efficiently, I delete them fleas. The auto wars, if you suck a free, get with me. Nigga, don't show.
Nigga,
go to sleep. Cash on the gift, nigga, nigga, don't show.
Nigga,
go to sleep. You can get your cash on the gift, you beat. Other niggas close their eyes, seeing dreams and they sleep.
Down,
but don't fall asleep. So go to sleep. You can get your cash on the gift, you beat. Other niggas close their eyes, seeing dreams and they sleep.
Down,
but don't fall asleep.
You back in the asylum. The streets is talking, sports talk show. What a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. We live. We appreciate all the callers calling in, man. We had D-Mac. He going with Denver. You got the chef. He's going with Denver. I'm going with Seattle. Rock with Seattle. D-Mac, I'm sorry, you picked Seattle. My fault. And then you had the chef talking about Denver. In the streets, two things has gone on. Money Mayweather has put $10.5 million on Denver. And Warren Sapp says that Michael Strahan is not a Hall of Famer. They tweet battling. What do you think about that, Ro, before we get back into the asylum, man?
I can't believe Warren Sapp had the nerve to say that. Warren Sapp, come on, man. Yeah, you took the Tampa Bay Buccaneers all the way to the Super Bowl and got the job done, but come on, man. You didn't do that by yourself. And then you want to say that this guy is all hype, his stats are all hype? He went to four All-Pro. He was named All-Pro four times. He went to the Pro Bowl seven times. Last time I checked, he has the same number that you have, and you in the Hall of Fame just a year earlier. So come on, man. This guy got 141 and a half sacks, which is the hardest thing to do in the league. When you got two and three guys blocking you on every play, come on, man. Warren Sapp, I can't believe that you actually said what you said and put in the press, man. Now, I know that the Hall of Famers should have more of a vote instead of the writers, but, you know, that's just one man's opinion, man. Michael Strahan has two Super Bowls last time I checked, and that's two Super Bowl rings with the New York Giants, and they beat the New England Patriots, who was the number one team at the time. So, oh, Michael Strahan has one. That's right. They both got one Super Bowl. He retired, I see. He pulled a Ray Lewis. He retired right after he won his Super Bowl. So, you know, he got the one. But his was even better because the team was 18-0 that he beat. You know what I mean? So I'm just going to say this. Michael Strahan is worthy of being a Hall of Famer. I can't believe Warren Sapp has the nerve to say that. You know, yes, I can, because Warren Sapp, he be drinking and he be snuffing. So it ain't no telling what was on his mind at the time. You know what I'm saying? It's just a sad situation there, Boogie. I can't believe he has the nerve to say that. And then jump into Money Mayweather. Man, what in the 10.5 on Denver? Boy, that's a lot of money. I wish I had it in my back pocket. So that means he's going to probably win about 100. So that's just chump change. That's why he ain't picked nobody to fight for his next opponent. This boy is crazy. You know what I mean? What you want, man? Let's go to the side. I can't take it no more. Ain't talking about all that damn money. That's just too much money, Mayweather. I love you for it. Loan me 100,000, that hill. You know, let's take it out to the streets one more time, man. Last time we took it out to this pimp partner, I don't know where he was. He must have been hanging out on that corner, man, doing his thing. But, you know, let's get back to season, man, see what's up with season. Yo, Cali season, what's up with it, baby? What you got going on out there, man?
What's good, fellas? TGIF. What's good, El Boogie?
Yeah, you
went to DOC.
It's just not TGIF. It's also Super Bowl weekend. And, man, you know, we've been talking about this Super Bowl. We got to know, man, who you got and why.
Well, fellas, y'all know how I stay true to my team. I ain't got nobody in this Super Bowl. I put my $200 today on Peyton Manning saying Omaha more than 29 times. That's the only bet I made. I don't care who wins. That's how I'm feeling. Sour Raiders fan over here.
How much did you put on for the Omaha's? More than 29.
I put 200 on that. He going to say it more than 29 times.
He going to say Omaha more than 29 times in the first quarter. Omaha,
I hope
Omaha.
So. I hope so.
Yeah, you, hey, that was a smart bet. Man, why you didn't tell me you was putting your money down on that? I would have gave you 100 put it down for me. You know how we do in the street.
For sure. First show.
Since you're not going to pick a team in the Super Bowl, Who you think is going to be a difference of the Super Bowl?
Man, difference maker is going to probably definitely be on defense. I mean, that boy from Denver be hogging up the middle, no joke. And then you got the LOB squad out there doing what they do. It's going to be nice.
Yeah, LOB is definitely something to be reckoned with, but we definitely go see. Because, you know, Peyton Manning, he don't care about who's on the other side. He's going to definitely take his chances. Let me ask you this. Did anybody get snubbed on the NBA All-Star roster with the reserves being named yesterday?
You know, it's hard to say anybody got snubbed with the NBA All-Star because the whole point of the All-Star game in the NBA is that they try to, you know, build up the stars, build up the brand by building up the stars. So if you ain't really well-known and you balling like Lowry and Stevenson and all them, it just happens. You know, you gotta take a couple years and you get in. But that's just how it's built. That's why the fans get the vote. That's why they were $5.5 billion now, because David Stern took it that way. You know what I'm saying? Everybody get a part. This game don't mean nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's what happens. If you don't want to get snubbed, ball harder. Ball out. That's all I got to say.
Absolutely. David Stern. He's giving it up after 30 years. What do you think about the new commissioner, Adam Silver? You think he's going to be cool?
It's yet to be seen, man. But, you know, he's a smart man, went to the Chicago Law School, so I know he know what he's been doing. Been under Stern for a minute. So, yeah, we'll see. He got to change up some stuff because, you know, the NBA been a little bit stale this last 3, 4, 5 years. I don't know if it's because LeBron winning, but it's just been a little stale. We need to shake something up, get a team in Europe or something. I don't know. They got to figure out something different. And I hope it ain't those.
Let me ask you this. David Stern, 30 years as the NBA commissioner, what's your grade on him?
A++++. How else, what else can you give him, El Boogie?
Yes, he's captivated the league. Let me ask you this, too. Did you listen to what we said about the linebacker saying that they got high before the game, Super Bowl, you know what I'm saying, and 2006 and last year when he played with the Chicago Bears and the Baltimore Ravens? What do you think about that?
Nothing wrong with that at all. What you talking about? Ain't nothing wrong with that at all. He shouldn't be. You know, Screech is talking, and you know where we from, how we do things. We don't like the tattletale, you know, Twitter, all that extra stuff about our business. But if he want to put it out there like a suckerfish, let him do that. But, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that. Ron Artest used to smoke, drink at halftime. Go ham on them. Young black millionaires, man. Young black millionaires. What's up?
I say pulling a Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean? Yeah, man. No that's
doubt.
What's up, man. Hey, man, you know what it is. Hey, let me ask you this, man. With all with David Stern stepping down, there are going to be some changes. And Adam Silver say that the first thing he wants to look into is changing the way the playoff outlook begins. He said he wants to have teams that have the records, the first 16 teams with the best record, no matter if you're in the East or the West, you will make it to the playoffs, and the seeding will go accordingly. Do you like the way Adam Silver is looking at that new playoff projection?
No, because it's unbalanced. You get about 12, 13 teams from the West every year.
Right. So that means one team, two teams from the East going to get in?
Yeah, two, three, the top two or three maybe, just depends.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. That is crazy. But that's one thing about Adam Silver. I can't wait till he takes over as the new commissioner. You know, David Stern will be stepping down officially Monday. Today is his real last day, but he's going to lock it up on Monday and give it all to Adam Silver. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man.
Nah,
hey,
Adam Silver starts tomorrow. The new ball already been printed. When you see the game tomorrow
that's
night.
Right. Adam Silver's name is already on the ball. There you have it, folks. Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, his last day was yesterday, right? David Stern, but he's going to get out of his office Monday. But, yeah, he got a lot of other things on the menu for himself, so Stern ain't going to stop being busy. That boy stay busy, I can tell you that. Yeah,
and L Boogie, D Wade is not no Hall of Famer. What the hell? Okay, we had 100 blocks, 100 points, 100 steals. Hell no, he ain't no Hall of Famer. The only way you put him in is because he's marrying Gabrielle Union. Two rings? Come on, man. Hell no, he ain't no Hall of Famer.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you at all. No, he's not. He's never won it by himself, sir. Always needing help.
No one has. No one has.
What are you talking about? No one has. Kobe did it.
Kobe what? Are you kidding me? Yeah, Paul Gasol. He had Ron Artest, who won Game 7 for them. Let's not forget
He didn't have a Hall of Famer. D Wade got Hall of Famers with him. Shaq. LeBron.
Magic Johnson had no Hall of Famers.
Gasol ain't no Hall of Famers.
Magic Johnson is one of my favorite players, and he had two Hall of Famers. Matter of fact, he had three of them, one coming off the bench. And
Bob McAdoo, and may I say, is Jamal Wilkes in the Hall of Fame? So that's four.
Okay.
Play on his team.
D-Wade ain't a Hall of Famer. Definitely not first round.
That boy is so disrespectful. D-Wade ain't a Hall of Famer.
I'm keeping it real. He ain't no first ballot Hall of Famer.
Okay, first ballot he might not be. I give you that.
Thank you.
But his people that's coming out, well, it all depends. It all depends because I think that D Wade is going to retire a little bit sooner than a lot of his people that came in with him. So it just all depends on where his time comes in on the ballot. So I think he might get a chance. It just depends. But if he comes out when LeBron retires and, that class, oh, man, it's going to be difficult. That was a nice draft class during that season, you know what I mean?
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I feel you on that, man. But you know how we get down, man. Caesar, we on our way to come get your black ass, so your ass better be ready. You know what time it is.
All right, fellas, much love. Tell my girlfriends to tell my girlfriends. Screech is talking. L.A. out.
That's how we get down in the streets. You know, I already know what it is. We going to a commercial. What we doing?
We about to go to a commercial. When we come back, we're going to have D-Wig weigh in from Seattle. We're going to get his perspective. We want to say what's up. Shout out to my daughter, Pretty Face, man, and to her friend, Raven, man. Happy birthday, Ray. We'll talk to you on Monday. No question. They down in D.C. Listen to that go-go music, man, with Trouble Chuck in them. You know what I mean?
Go-go with.
You know what I mean? So we go, you know what I mean? It's always Mondays and Fridays, and at the near the end of the show, don't forget it's Freestyle Friday. And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. This for the NFL, baby. Let's go.
Where you at? We get high. Crazy blue.
You know
like
when you're down.
Almost fight love so sharp.
You come from the bottom. You at your lowest.
It's hard to know.
There's only one thing left to do.
We get high.
Stimulate your mind, girl. It's Friday. You ain't got shit to do. I put you on to some real shit. If you ain't scared to take a hit or two. Stay away from that Reggie. Can't deal with them middlemen. Who gives a fuck if he keep them clean? You can't ride on them little tins. They say they got it, they ain't got it. They don't seem to feel no guilt. Got peanut butter but no jelly. Got cereal but no milk. Where I'm from, that's a half-ass nigga. Half of the time, old half-ass nigga. Mad cause they can't get down with the team. Still sitting at the end of the draft-ass nigga. Getting high on these low-life. Dead to chumps, give them no life. Cut them loose, keep your knife. Don't meet a hoe and make her your wife. Don't make a hoe your husband either. Hard to win the game when you're playing with a cheater. I be telling them that you can't change niggas. Better off keeping that change for the meter.
We get high. Crazy blue.
like St. Elmo's fire. Love so sharp and fly that it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high, high, crazy blue, like St. Elmo's fire. Love so sharp and fly that it's hard to know just where you're at. We get high.
Just came from the OG, man. My eyes so red, man. That M-E-T-H-O-D, man. I'm talking about pimping. Been since pimping, since been pimping. I'm talking about no near another. Motherfuckers say that near another. Tell them no more, Mr. Nice Guy. You hoes way past half-baked. If I got paid to hear chicks lie, would've made more cheese than Kraft make. And these niggas be acting up. Riri must be serious. Wonder what the shit hitting for. Real niggas is curious. These niggas stuck on my old joint. Already know how to hop feel. Let a chick know she is not low. Even though she in high heels. 600 for the gas. That ain't nothing but a hot bill. Bitch, don't be a hot kill. You know over here.
We get high, high, crazy blue. Like they know most by love.
The streets is talking sports talk show.
That
you back, you back in the asylum.
Where
with my
at.
Co-host T-Ron, I'm your host L Boogie.
Crazy blue. Like they know most by love.
Man. That's for the linebacker, man, who, you know what I mean, who out there snitching, he rat, talking about they smoked some good, you know what I mean, they went to go see the OG, man.
Smoking that good cause you love. Woo, woo, woo.
All right, so, Red, I'm M-E-T-H-O-D, man.
That's why they got them shields. That's why they be wearing them dark shields. Marshawn, I know you be on that. You from the Bay Area, so I know you get a ship wherever you are. You play in Seattle.
But before we go and mount up, T-Nick, man, we got a special guest tonight. We got my son, man, my oldest. He down in, what should I say, he's up. In Seattle, Washington right now. He's soaking in the Super Bowl festivities. T-Wig, how you doing up there in Seattle, up in the Northwest?
Man, it's crazy, man. All I see is go home. That's all I see. They all here crazy for their team. But they will be very upset on Monday. Let's just weigh in now.
Really?
They'll be very upset. Yes.
You're saying that
history.
The Seahawks are going to be upset on Monday?
They're going to be upset on Monday. It's time for Peyton to get the second ring, man. It's time for Peyton. It's Peyton time, man. They got too many weapons, man. Too many weapons. They ain't going to be able to stop everybody, man. It's time. And how they going to score? Y'all been seeing Russell Wilson
it's
lately?
Gonna be, I agree.
Ooh,
it's going to be very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I have Seattle winning a close game.
If it comes down to being close, we only got the best fourth quarter comeback quarterback in NFL history.
Really?
Really?
In regular season?
Yeah. No, listen, we're going to talk about the regular season. We're talking about all time.
Oh, but y'all want to
listen, I'm not saying he's the best quarterback of all time. I'm not saying he's the best quarterback. Joe's like Jordan. He's the Jordan of the quarterback, on the quarterback side. Undefeated, you can't argue. But Peyton, he win the Super Bowl, he's second best of all time, man, period.
Over Brady.
He's second best of all time.
Over Brady.
Brady got,
man,
three Super Bowls, and Peyton Manning got five MVPs.
Five MVPs. Most in NFL history.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Tom, cold. He's cold, but you got to look at the defense that he had. Everybody got to understand it's a team thing. I know when they win, Peyton get all the praise, 55 touchdowns, breaking all the records. But it's a team game when it comes to that postseason. Teddy Bruschi, I've been to tell you one of the best clutch kickers ever. Without him, he won't have nothing. You see, as soon as Vinatieri left, how many rings did he get after that? After Teddy Bruschi left, after Mike Vrabel left, Rodney Harrison. He was 0-2. It's all about a team. When they left, Tom Brady ain't do nothing. I ain't going to say he ain't do nothing. He went to the Super Bowl. Don't get me wrong. But he ain't win no more Super Bowls after that. Team aspect, man.
Let's switch it to the NBA. Mm-hmm. Final rosters are out. I know if you've been on Twitter. I know if you saw the rosters. What do you think? Anybody got snubbed, or you think it's a valid roster for East and West?
I feel like it's valid. I mean, of course, DeMarcus, but I don't like those guys who put up the stats without the wins, man. You know what I mean? I know K-Love. I feel like K-Love deserves it, though. Even without a team, you put up numbers, them double-doubles, man. You deserve it, but I really don't feel like no one really got snubbed. Grogridge from the Suns, too many guards, man. He ain't better than none of the guards that's in there, so, I mean, he's balling right now. Suns is sixth place of the West, but I don't feel like he got snubbed. Tim Duncan, I mean, what's the point of putting Timmy D in there? You're going to play 3 minutes. All right, putting Tim Duncan in there. Dirk, I'm cool with Dirk and Marcus Aldridge in there. Timmy D probably didn't want to play anyway. Tired. Probably going to be asleep the whole time while the game on anyway. We got on the West, I'm straight. I mean, everybody feel like Lance Stephenson should have made it, but I really don't feel like he should have made it over Joe. I know how my dad felt about Joe. I know Joe, he's a corny cuz, but I mean, you have the good people in the East who deserve it. Kyle Lowry went off in the last little game, but he's a star. He's a star in the, I mean, everybody knows Joe. People really ain't trying to look for Kyle Lowry, for real. Nobody worry about him. I feel like it's a good little matchup.
What do you think about Lance Stephenson? Do you think he should have made it?
I don't think he do got the most four triple-doubles. I don't mean over, but who you want to kick out? Tell me who you want to kick out, and then I'll see if I could agree with who you want to kick out.
We can kick out D-Wade.
Man, you what? What?
He didn't D-Wade. Play. Just like I would kick out Kobe Bryant. They did not play.
Listen, you
can
kick out
Kobe. I'm not
saying
they're not good. They just play enough games.
Listen, I understand. I understand about the Kobe. Kobe played 3 games. Wade missed probably only 5 games. He probably missed 7 games. But when he comes in the game, he's a Hall of Famer, first ballot. 3 rings.
I agree, he's a Hall of Famer.
Okay, but how you not gonna start Wade? Flash. It's not like he not on his last. It's over for him in 2 years. Favorite player. If Brown leaves, might be over for Wade, man. He might mess around and retire, man. His knee's bad, can't get him back. I remember years ago when he said he regretted having that surgery on his knee, man. He could have did something different. But, I mean, you can't go back go back in time. But I feel like he got 2 more years left, man. Let him get his All-Star game. Y'all want Timmy D in there. Put in Wade, man. At least you dunk. Timmy D gonna hit it off the glass, man. Nobody want to see that.
Nobody want to see Bag of Bones either.
What you mean? Wade gonna come in there. First of all, he gonna let the youngsters do what they do, regardless. But Wade gonna come in there. He gonna. What you mean? It's only three. Guess how many people who got a triple double in the All-Star game? 3. Want to know the names? Michael Jordan, LeBron James. And Flash, and you don't want him in the All-Star game. Hey, you know, the streets is talking. You don't want him in the All-Star game, man. You better stop. Hey, you better cut it out. Don't be disrespectful. And that was Skip. That was Stephen A. say.
Tell him again, D-Wig. Now, D-Wig,
come
let me
on,
ask
man.
You this.
Who is your NBA MVP right now?
I've got to give it to KD. God, oh, my, man. Man, the man is, I think Wednesday, it just put the nut in the coffin, man. Forget 30, but he willing his team. They down losing, he come back. They trying to pull the double team strap from 30. He just know, like, I'm about to dribble it twice. I'm about to pull up. He's going to jump. It doesn't matter. I'm jumping. I'm 7'3". I'm up there. No one could block his shot. He just, even though LeBron doing his, LeBron only averaged like 26 right now. They're struggling in Miami right now. They taking little zombie steps right now through the regular season. KD, I mean, like you said, he's tired of being second. Period. Tommy put his name out there, MVP, man.
That's what's up.
You got it.
That's what's up, D-Wig. Yeah, you know, I think we all agree on that for right now, but, you know, it's still a long time before we get to the end of this season. And if LeBron can somehow will his team to another 20-game win streak like they did last season, they don't have to do 27, but if they can go at least 18, 19, 20 games in a row, I think that just might start changing. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of season left.
The only person who can stop KD is Russell Westbrook. That's the only person who can stop him from getting MVP.
Exactly. I feel you on that because he's going to have to take his shots.
Yeah, Russell coming
in.
He got
to get here.
Yeah. KD be on the sideline, he be on the wing putting his hand up like, come on. Russell don't even see him. He just...
Yeah, that's what's up. That's how it is. That's what's up, D-Wig. Hey, D-Wig, it's always good to hear your voice, man. I heard your sis, Pretty Face, was on the line. Her and a girl celebrating a friend's birthday. You know, man, it's all going down at the family fair, man. You know what it
right.
is.
What's up, Ty? I love you, girl.
Yeah, she'll be up in Seattle trying to, you know what I mean, with that fair or whatnot. So, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I got the kids in the asylum. Oh! But yeah, I will talk to you on Monday, and we'll get your take on the aftermath. Can't wait.
Oh, you
love
are,
you,
man.
Son. Talk to you later.
Love y'all, too, man.
And don't
man.
Forget, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
To tell a
tell
whole
a girl
bunch friend. Of girlfriends.
You already know.
There we have it. Hey, yo, Ro, it's about that time.
Click, clack. Click, clack. I love this time of the show. Woo, woo, woo. Woo, woo. Is that the hood song? Woo, woo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Wilson.
That's that hood call in Cleveland. Yeah.
Woo, woo.
So, T-Nick, how you doing down in the ATL? I know it's a little chilly. It feel like Cleveland, don't it?
Man, y'all seen the news, man. Being from Cleveland, I'm going to tell you, man, Cleveland, I was on the way home from work, and my wife was calling me. You know what I'm saying? She was like, hey, you need to get home early. The snow is coming, blah, blah, blah. And I was telling her, I'm from Cleveland. I got this. Yada, 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 yada. So, man, I get to the highway. It's a standstill. You know what I'm saying? I go this road. I go the back road. I go this road to another back road. Man, what's normally a 20-minute drive from work took me 2 hours and 45 minutes to get home. That's what it got me down. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to even lie to you, man. I ain't going to even lie to you. That's what it took me. But at the same time, man, I'm just going to be for real with y'all. I'm from Cleveland. I'm from the north. If the snowstorm, if the weather forecasters say the snowstorm is coming on Tuesday, that means on Monday night, you need to put the salt out on the roads. You need to put the sand out on the roads Monday night, 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. Do that. But guess what? The governor didn't do it. I'm going to tell you, Governor Nathan Deal, he sold us out. He didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? He didn't do it. I'm not going to get on, you know, everybody trying to get on the mayor of Atlanta, Cassine Reed. He only in control of the city of Atlanta. He's not in control of the city of Riverdale, the city of Rockdale, the city of this, the city of that. No, man, it got nothing to do with the brother. The brother ain't had nothing to do with it. You have to know it's called the Georgia DOT, the Georgia Department of Transportation. That's what it got. And you know who controls the Georgia Department of Transportation? The governor's mansion. The governor's mansion. That's who did it, man. That's who did it. It is what it is, man. I'm going to tell you, though. I got to the house. Me and the boys, we had some fun. I ain't going to lie to you, man. We shut it down for a couple of days, blah, blah, blah. The whole nation laughed at us for being some suckers. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Trey, I got to let my oldest, because my oldest is mad because he didn't get a chance to talk to y'all on Monday. You know what I'm saying? But go on and give it to him. Tell him one time. He just want to tell y'all the street. You know what I'm saying? He said he got more to say, but hold on, Trey. I'll give it to you later on, Trey. Just know you just a chance right here. Talk to you.
That's my guy right there.
Ro, I want to tell you, Ro. You know, I've been listening to you on the way to the crib, trying to get home, and you seen me dialed in. But I'm going to tell you right now, Sapp is a Hall of Famer. The only reason Sapp is going at Michael Strahan is because he's trying to get his homeboy into the Hall of Fame. His homeboy is Derrick Brooks. That's you, Hell Boogie, Florida State University. He's trying to get Derrick Brooks in. You know what I'm saying? And I'm about to tell you about Sapp. You was right, Ro. Sapp and Michael Strahan got the same numbers. Okay? Strahan got a little bit more better numbers, 141 sacks. Sapp only got 96. Both of them got 4 INTs. You know what I'm saying? Strahan got 2 touchdowns. Warren Sapp got 1. Forced fumbles, Strahan 24, Sapp 19. Fumble recoveries, Strahan 15, Sapp 12. You know what I'm saying? Strahan got almost 200 more tackles than Sapp does, but he only got like 50-something more assists than he does. But I'm going to tell you the difference between these dudes. The difference is Sapp played defensive tackle. That means he was in the middle, and Michael Strahan was on the edge. So the problem that Sapp is saying is Michael Strahan could only rush the left side of the quarterback, but he couldn't rush the right side of the quarterback. But he's saying that Derrick Brooks could do both. You know what I'm saying? So that's the war between the words between both of those guys. And I ain't going to lie to you, man. Come to this. Even though I don't like Florida State, I'm Derrick Brooks all the way over Michael Strahan. I'm with him. You know what I'm saying? I'm with him. Brett Favre laid down for a Boogie. You know that. I know that. As Green Bay Packer fans, you know he laid down for him. I know he laid down for him. Ain't no damn way in the world he'd have laid down for Warren Sapp like that. Ain't no way. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying that if you look at Simeon Rice numbers, he got the same numbers that Michael Strahan got. Senior Rice should be in there too. Hey, excuse me, guys. Y'all got a birthday coming up, don't you? The streets about to turn 1 year old in a week or two, right? Am I right? Tell me if I'm right or wrong.
President's Day.
Yeah, hey. Buddy.
Hey, Super Bowl Sunday. The sports officials turning 1 year old, fellas. We turn in 1 on Sunday.
Oh, we locked in tomorrow. We locked in Sunday.
Oh, we'll definitely be on the show live.
We like
early.
Twins. You know what I'm saying? We like twins. And I told you, I'm going to tell you this right here. I told the fellas in the pre-production meeting last week, I said, from now on, man, we 12-2 on Sundays. I don't give a damn if the game starts at 1 o'clock. We still going after the games. We 12-2 from here on out. That's all I got to say about that. So I'm looking for you. Chef, D-Wig, Diversity, Skinny Mo Jenkins Johnson III. I'm looking for everybody tomorrow to say happy birthday if you don't say nothing else. Like T. Rose say, get your ass up, listen to them boys. That's all I got to say, man. The Super Bowl, my heart, I want Seattle Seahawks because I'm like y'all. I want defense. Yeah, Trey. I'm talking to my son. He wanted the Broncos to win. But I'm a defense first guy. Defense wins championships. I like seeing defense. You know what I'm saying? I like the defense. You know, I take it back to my little 8-year-olds that won the Georgia Parks Recreation Championship, state championship last year. Our first three games, we was horrible on offense, but we played D like hell. So we was winning games like 25-21. And this is 8-year-olds. We went in 35-32. But when we got in that championship game and that offense clicked, man, we beat them by 20. But the defense wins championships. Offense sells tickets. Defense wins championships. And that's all I got to say about the Super Bowl, man. I'm going with Seattle. That's what my heart say. But my brain says, goddamn Peyton Manning, something else, man. How do you beat that, man? That's difficult. I got two questions, man. I want to flip the script. I just want to flip the script on the show. I got two questions. One is going to be aimed at Boogie for Cleveland, and one is going to be aimed at Roar for Texas. And I'm going to start with you, Boogie. I'm going to say this right here. The Cleveland Cavaliers, I'm just going to say this right here. The Cleveland Cavaliers are in neutral. It's like you in Atlanta 2 days ago, stuck on the ice. You can hit the gas and the wheels are spinning, but you ain't going nowhere. You're not going nowhere. You know why? Because your GM, Chris Grant, brought in his homeboy, Mike Brown, the offense. There's only one kind of offense that Mike Brown runs, and that's the ISO. That's the isolation. And if you know anything about basketball, if you watch them, that's the same offense that we're running right now, speaking of Cleveland Cavaliers, when you got two guys in each corner, two guys by the timeline, and the guy at the top to keep the ball. Right now, that's Kyrie Irving. 5-6 years ago, that was LeBron James. And you're hoping for a basket. That's what you're hoping for. Why do you think LeBron James took off that damn jersey in Boston? Because he was frustrated because the offense that Mike Brown was running couldn't get him a shot. He couldn't get his shot off because you run the damn 1-4. You run the ISO. That's the same thing that Kyrie Irving running right now. You heard it here first. Chris Grant going to be fired at the end of the year because what he's doing right now in his coaches and when he's trying to pick with his draft picks, it ain't meshing. Yeah, Mike Brown can say we had a hard practice. We had this kind of hard practice. But the Cavaliers want to fight each other in practice. But nobody going to throw a punch because ain't nobody really that guy. They all suckers. You know what I'm saying? Deion Waiters is going to pick on Kyrie because, you know, Kyrie ain't going to throw no sucker punch back. You know what I'm saying? That's just like Varejo going to pick on Tristan Thompson because, you know, Thompson ain't going to throw that punch back. So if they ain't going to throw no punch back in practice, what the hell do you think they're going to do in the games? I'm telling you what they're going to do. They're going to get their ass punked just like they got punked last night in New York. They in the Mecca, national TV. Boogie, if you Dan Gilbert, tell me what you do at the end of the year. And that's all I want to ask you about that.
You blow it up like in Goodfellas. You blow the joint.
Blow it up?
You blow
you
it up.
Plate.
You get rid of everybody.
Except Kyrie. You get rid of Kyrie too?
I stay with Kyrie, I stay with Deion Waiters, and I stay with the boy Tristan Thompson just because he's a garbage man. You know, and Varejo, nobody's gonna pick that contract.
Right.
But from the
right.
coaches to the GM, everybody has to go. You don't want the same thing to happen with deal with LeBron James because you just built casinos.
But you're Deion Waiters don't work that way. Deion Waiters don't like Kyrie, Boogie. They damn near came to blows in practice. Deion Waiters do not like Kyrie. So what you do with those two dudes?
I have to get rid of Deion. We gotta keep swerving Irving. That's what they need to do. Because just for my son and just for my daughter, for the guys going back home. The city needs that guy to stay there. That's just for publicity. He's making commercials. So they need him to stay there. Everybody else can go. They need to say, Kyrie, what do you need? Because they cannot have the same thing that happened to LeBron, to happen to that city. It's over with. The Browns have already plummeted.
Mm-hmm.
So, if that falters, they set back another 10 years. Bronny didn't already set them back 7.
You're right. You're exactly right. I know the Cleveland fans hate hearing this, you know what I'm saying, but this coming from
right.
a Cleveland fan that's in Arizona, and another Cleveland fan that's down in Atlanta. So we're telling you from afar, you know, of what we see. So Cleveland fans, we're just letting you know, fellas. Guys, gals, we're just letting you know. It is what it is. I'm not going to touch on the Browns, but just put this in perspective. Josh Gordon, who led the league in receptions and everything else as a receiver, he damn near won an MVP in the Pro Bowl. And y'all seen the Browns. If there was a big play made in the Pro Bowl, it was made by a Cleveland Brown. But guess what? Josh Gordon is going on his third head coach in his third season. That is six Pro Bowlers, six All-Pros on your team in Cleveland. It started at the top and the Dookie runs downhill. Ro, before I go,
man,
I want to talk to you about the Dallas Cowboys. That's all I want to talk to you about.
Yeah.
Dallas Cowboys. I know, brother. I know. Hey, when I was younger, I'm gonna be real with you. You know what I'm saying? I used to like the Cleveland Browns. When I was younger, that was my squad. You know what I'm saying? About the same time, I ran with Butch Johnson, Drew Pearson, Randy White, Ed Too Tall Jones, Tony Dorsett, Danny White. Those was my dudes. You know what I'm saying? But I'm about to tell you right now, damn near the NFC version of the Cleveland Browns in the NFC. Because right now, you just hired Scott Linehan as your quote-unquote offensive play caller. What the hell is that? He's not even your offensive coordinator. He's your offensive play caller. And then you demoted, what's the guy's name? What's your defensive coordinator name? Kiffin. You demoted Kiffin.
Yeah.
Right. You demoted him to be your slash assistant coach slash defensive coach.
Right.
Right. The guy's name is skipping my mind right now. But you know who I'm talking about. They're about to replace him. Right now,
yeah. That's
a bad situation to be in. I'm going to say it once. I'm going to say it twice. If you don't like it, ain't that nice. Jerry Jones needs to hire a general manager. And, Ro, please talk to me about the state of the Dallas Cowboys.
To be honest with you, Mr. T. Nick, I honestly can't. Because the reason being is I see all the madness that has been shaken out, and it's just a lot. It's just added more confusion to what was already a confusing situation in Dallas. I'm all, hey, everybody knows that Jerry Jones needs to hire a general manager to help him out, but he believes in family. He got his son, Stephen Jones, trying to call these shots, but it just ain't working, man. You know what I mean? And it is what it is. When you got an owner like Jerry Jones, you just have to roll with what he rolls with, because I can tell you this, none of those guys are going to be in control. They all yes men. You know what I mean? So when he calls the shots, guess what? Yes, sir, daddy, we will do that for you. You know what I mean? So that's all I can say about our situation. Until we get the confusion out of the head coaches first, then we'll start working on the players. But, you know, our head man up top, he's just headstrong, man. He's an Al Davis of our time. And, hey, man, you can't shake that guy. He does what he want to do. And until he, you know, bumps his head on a rock or, you know, break his, I don't know, you know, catch a concussion snowing in the Alps, that's what we're going to have to deal with.
Hey, man, I love the insight from you, Doc, because you speak from the heart as a Dallas Cowboys fan. You know what I'm saying? Just like we speak from the heart of a Browns fan and Packers fan, you know, me and you, Boogie. Hey, you know what I'm saying? We're a Packer. You know what I'm saying? Hey, shout out to the streets, man. I can't wait till President's Day. I can't wait till the birthday. I can't wait till Monday and next Friday. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Sunday, streets are talking. I want y'all in, man. I need everybody in like you always do. I need to hear from the fellas, man. I didn't call them out already. I'm going to call you again, Chess, D-Wig, Mr. Controversy, Skitty Moe, Tiki Johnson III, everybody else. I want to hear Mama. I want to hear everybody calling in on Sunday just to say happy birthday, because I don't even want to talk Sunday. I just want the callers to call in, and we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. And before I go, man, because I know it's Freestyle Friday, I know we got to get in, I know my time is running short, but my son has been bugging the hell out of me all week. He told me, you listened to the streets on Monday, you didn't call in, I didn't get a chance to say what I wanted to say. But today, I'm going to give his chance. I told him, you got one sentence, make it quick. Trey, make it quick.
Okay, who is the biggest snub in the NBA All-Star game?
That's all you want to know.
The biggest snub. I'm going to tell you, nephew, the biggest snub in the All-Star game, I'm going to have to say, was Tim Duncan. I agree with all the callers that have called in earlier. It has to be Tim Duncan. Like The Rock said, nephew Rock. He said, man, Tim Duncan should be an All-Star voted in for next season already. How can you leave Tim Duncan off of the All-Star? I just don't understand. That's who I would say, nephew.
And
who you got, El Boogie?
I'm going to say Lance Stephenson. I think that he was snubbed. So I think that he should have made it. Their team has the best record in the East. And he leads the league in triple-doubles with four. And he's been consistent.
But what about I agree. I'm with you 100%. Stevenson and the unibrow, Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis, he has got snubbed as well.
Always shout out to Sorak Obaski. He's a new listener in the streets.
That's it, brother.
Oh, man, we appreciate that.
Y'all got kids listening to you, fellas. I can't get the kids, but damn it, y'all got the kids.
Oh, man, no doubt. We appreciate them as well. We're going to go to a quick commercial. When we come back, you know it's Freestyle Friday. I'm going to end the show. Hey, T-Nick, we appreciate you. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell your wife to tell a lot of girlfriends. Oh!
Yo, I'm the hip-hop plus the soul shocker. That was indeed, yes, the microphone doctor. One wrecks, the other destroys. And if you think you're ready to mess, kill the noise. We don't play when it's time to slay. I get a cut from my homie, yo, they're not late. Back and Mac and all the rhymes I packed. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack. Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No second 87, 88, Janelle. Stop producing, get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like mop and glow. That's where it's born. Back the second time. Put on a different assignment to do a sucker new jack. Who needs to rap in alignment? Cause I'm the cream of the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my jock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double K microphone wrecker. Turn on my callers, say a mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of beer. So what you saying?
What's the deal?
Putting heads to bed.
We back in the asylum. We only got a couple more minutes, couple more seconds. Woo, we in the street.
Definitely in the street.
Yo, bro, before we end the show, let me get my little freestyle right quick. Only about 15, 20 seconds, man. Super Bowl flow, man.
Oh, hell you business. Give it to him then, Pimpy.
Man, let me finish it like this. Tonight, they retired my jersey. Yeah, you heard me. I'm not Super Cat. Yeah, man, I'm from Cleveland, not New Jersey. Yeah, they going to retire for Earl Boykins, but it was me he was coming after. Yeah, man, that nigga Boo Meeks. And it was in the streets, man. I'm a legend where I come from HHB. I'm kicking it with C's and Bluesy. Oh! We in the spot, man. I just got through off Super Bowl. We got to get out of here. Our sixth grade team, we about to hit the flow. I'm trying to tell you we in the streets, man. But T-Row is El Boogie. We'll talk to you Monday. The aftermath of the Super Bowl. Shout out to Pretty Face, man, my daughter. Shout out to T-Nick, man, of the Chef, D-Mac. Man, Pretty Face,
D-Wig, I see y'all, bro. You got any shout-outs?
Hey, I want to say, man, shout out to the world. You know, man, I love the people who check us out on the web. I love y'all, man. T-Nick, Bass, Caesar, Bluesy, studio guest. You know what I'm saying? Everybody who called in, you know what it is. It's a family affair every time we do this damn thing. So I see y'all on Monday, and we're going to get this aftermath after the Super Bowl, man. Much love to the fam. Let's go, Legacy. You know what time it is. What up with the guys, bro? And damn right, I'm going for Peyton. Let's go, Bronco. Bring that championship home. Peyton, I can't talk about you for 300 more days.
You know what it is, man. It's the streets. We'll get back at you on Monday. Hey, it was Boogie and Roe. We go.
Excuse me, Dougie Fresh.
Yes.
Have you ever seen a show where fellas on the mic with 1 minute rhymes that don't come out right? They bite. They never write. That's not polite. Am I lying? No, you're quite right. Well, tonight, on the very mic, you're about to hear, we swear, the best star rappers of the year. So, cheerio, yell, green bravo. Also, if you didn't know, this is called the show. Here we go, come on.